Hey, I am just off of the phone with the lovely, talented, and fucking fantastic Tristan Taormino, and I was on Sex Out Loud Radio, and I'm pretty sure the episode will be available sometime down the road, so you can listen to it. And there were a bunch of questions that came through while I was online that we didn't get to, so I'm gonna check and see which ones I can find here and answer them to the best of my ability. Let's see, Singer Sexsmith asked, "How did I get to be awesome?" Oh my goodness. I don't know. I want to thank my mom, and I want to thank my dad. Crazy parents, I suppose. I never think of myself as being awesome, so, except for some days. Some days I feel pretty fucking awesome. Today I actually feel pretty damn awesome. Getting to talk to Tristan Taormino, who's been one of my heroines for so very long, is kind of amazing. So, yay me! And then Sis Claire also asked, the question is, your life is very transparently online. What's it like to be so open with what you go through? And I will say this, it actually has helped me quite a bit. Most of you probably know, but if this is your first time hearing me, you might not know. I'm a recovering alcoholic. I've been sober since March 14th of 2007. And one of the things I promised myself when I got sober was that I would not lie about anything about myself ever again. And part of that has to do also with transparency about my emotional state. And sometimes it's not easy to share stuff. Sometimes you look your best friend in the eye and you just can't open your mouth about that really fucked up shit you're going through. Or sometimes you feel like maybe you're just a whiner or you're leaning on people too much. And I'll say, in as much as people knock it, social media has been a lifesaver for me. I feel as though I can be seen any time of the day or night and contact with someone who gives a shit about something I'm going through, even if it's just a virtual transient shit. What would that even look like? A floating ether poo. But the thing is, in all seriousness, there have been nights where I'm very alone and very isolated and been able to reach out to people. And because of that transparency, because I am so open, people see me, people see themselves in me, I'm able to see myself in other folks, and it bolsters me and helps me through. So what is it like? It's like having a family all over the world of people that I don't know, and most of whom I will never meet, but who have my back in some small way. That one tweet that just, reminds me that people give a shit. Now I'm getting all teary-eyed. It makes a huge difference. And the more open I am, the more I reveal, the more I get calls back from folks saying, "Me too. I have felt the same thing too. I thought I was the only one." And that's invaluable. I can't talk enough about how my being open has really saved my life. So that's how that is. The sex positive parent, hey, asked me what the reaction was to me pulling out my race cards. And the race card, funny thing, that I made up a while back, they race on them because I was involved in some internet foo-for-all where someone was like, "Every time I try to have a discussion about racial politics, people pull out the race card and then I feel like I have nothing to say." And so I was like, this is a tired argument. Everything that has to do with the discussion about race is not me accusing you of being racist. It's me asking you to listen. So I, went online and made up a card that just has race printed on it in big letters. And I kind of started selling them on my site. I'm not sure if the sidebar includes that yet, but check back. We're under construction on my website. And it's hilarious because at times I have busted them out. People are so stunned at first and they crack up laughing. And I remember I was in line for a conference for registration and the line was incredibly long and I was like, "Ugh, I really want to wait in this line." And completely as a joke, I broke out this card. I'm like, "Race card, playing the race card, oppressed minority here. We didn't get reparations, so I'd like to just cut this line, please." And so there were like 50 white people standing there like, "Well, I guess you can cut the line." And it was a total Dave Chappelle moment, frankly, and I cracked up laughing. But I've had other people tell me that they've used them to start conversations with folks. And I think that that's really quite valuable. So whether or not it's, to bust someone out laughing or to have a moment to say, "Huh, you actually played a race card. What the fuck does that mean? How ridiculous is it for someone to say that to you? Zo my God." Is kind of fun and kind of funny. So, and Peter, who is so cute and so awesome. Hello, Peter, over there in Amsterdam. I was flirting with some guy in a bar and was like, "What do I do? What do I say?" And I tell you, I teach classes on flirting and meeting people and talking to other folks when you're completely shy and awkward. And at the core, I try to remind people, so much of what we do is about trying to deny who we are. And I tell people, if you are a dork and you are awkward and you do not know what the fuck to say to someone, fucking come correct with that. Really, seriously. I met and picked up one of the loves of my life because I wrote a note on a fucking napkin and gave it to him and literally ran away. And that was really authentic to who I am and was so nerdy. And he called me and was like, that was adorable. Let's have dinner. And there you have it. So that authenticity, that dorkiness actually served me really well in that particular situation. Well, that seems to be all I could find for the questions. So there's that. Yeah, thanks for listening. And if you dug this and or you have other stuff you want to ask me or you want to do audio boos about, want me to do audio boos about, blah, 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 let me know. You can drop a message to me on Facebook. That's probably the best way to reach me now because my site is under construction and things are wonky. So you can find me on Melina on Facebook and drop me a line there. Mwah. Much love.